Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd, One Take Wednesday. I'm reading this week from the New American Standard Bible, and I am just encouraged today by Luke chapter 24, verse 45. I want to hold this as a promise for us. The context is that Jesus is on the road to Emmaus with the travelers, and he's explaining the scriptures to them. And he says, "Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures." Oh Lord, would you open our minds to understand what you have for us today from Luke chapter 18 and from Psalm chapter 11. Luke chapter 18 is two parables on prayer, and then I think we're going to read a little bit about the children coming to Jesus. And then in Psalm 11, it talks about the righteous God that we serve. Luke 18, verse 1. Now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not become discouraged, saying, "In a certain city, there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect any person. Now there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, 'Give me justice against my opponent.' For a while he was unwilling, but later he said to himself, 'Even though I do not fear God nor respect any person, yet because this widow is bothering me, I will give her justice. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unrighteous judge said. Now, will God not bring about justice for his elect who cry out to him day and night? And will he delay long for them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" And then this is the Pharisee and the tax collector. "Now he also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and began praying this in regard to himself: 'God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, crooked, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all I get.' But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to raise his eyes toward heaven, but was beating his chest, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other one. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.' Now they were bringing even their babies to him so that he would touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they began rebuking them. But Jesus called for the little ones, saying, 'Allow the children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all.'" Before we move on, let's talk a little bit about these two parables. The first one was about a judge and a widow who was called the persistent widow in many of the translations. This woman came again and again asking for justice. And it's a parable that teaches us about persistence, but I believe it also teaches us about an expectant heart, that we're to come to God with an expectant heart. And that if we don't come with that type of attitude, then that's an obstacle for our communion with the Lord. I'm reminded of James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 that says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Listen to this part. "But when you ask, You must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. And so, Lord, help us to be persistent in prayer with expectant hearts. And then the second parable reminds us to be humble. Pride is a huge obstacle for our relationship with the Lord. He is attracted to a humble heart, a person who is not prideful, who comes knowing their need. God opposes the proud, it says in Proverbs 3:34, but shows favor to the humble. All right, our second passage today is in the book of Psalms. Let me find it here. We're only reading one verse in chapter 11, and it is verse 7. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will see his face. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Lord, we came expectantly, hoping that you would reveal yourself in your word, and we thank you for doing so. Help us to be persistent in prayer as we pray for those whom we love, that they would honor you and seek you, and that we, Lord, would have humble hearts. We thank you for welcoming the little children unto you. Help us to be a church and a community and a world that welcomes the children. Also, Lord, we thank you for the reminder in the Psalms today that you are righteous and that the upright will see your face. What a promise, Lord, that those of us who believe in you will see your face in eternity, and also that we'll see you move in our midst today. And so we pray according to the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. And now may Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord supreme. Amen.